This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. Got a toll-free number for you, so if you want to use it, I suggest heavily to get your repair questions in order, because Mark Evans will be joining us in this hour of the program. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical diagnostics and repairs, so please take this number down, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com and bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to the great state of Idaho and bring forth field producer, repair expert, producer extraordinaire, man about town, and much more, Mr. Mark Evans. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Hey, I like that intro, man. That my head's so big now, I don't know if I can stand up.
Hey, I almost
happy,
threw in.
Happy Thanksgiving Day weekend to everybody and yourself and your family.
Thank you. It's the same to you very much. Absolutely. I almost gave you, I know you don't own a restaurant, but I almost threw in a restaurateur.
Well, I guess you could have, because I tend to eat out a little bit more than I used to, you know, and in fact, that's what we did this Thanksgiving. We went to a restaurant and ate dinner. So.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Not uncommon.
Yeah, a lot of family on both sides, and everybody's going from house to house. And when you get older, you just get tired of getting on the sleigh and go running, you know. But I hope you're and all our listeners' heater cores are heating and air conditioners are cooling. Depends on where you're sitting and listening, I guess, huh?
Exactly. We cover both ends of the spectrum here, so hello to all of our listeners in the cold weather states and all the listeners in the warm weather states. We are live here today, and Mark Evans can help you out if you've recently gone to a mechanic and been told that you absolutely have to do an $1,800 repair or replacement of a piece, and you want to run it by Mark via the radio. We would love to hear from you. Or if you have any other problems with your car, perhaps you're not getting good fuel economy, perhaps the performance is not what it once was, perhaps it's got a lot of miles, perhaps it's got few miles, and how about that in the aging process? All those questions and more are on the table at 855-660-4261. The Swami, as our friend in New Mexico, our great caller, calls you, and we love every time that we get the chance to hear from him. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, this is the time of year that lots of folks go on road trips. As you mentioned, lots of people were traveling for this holiday. For the holidays ahead, there'll be lots of different road trips that folks will be heading out on, embarking on, perhaps to grandma's for Christmas. What are some basic things that need to be evaluated and need to be checked before you head out on a journey in your vehicle?
Yeah, and of course, as we're speaking, I'm sure, Bob, we've got our listeners tuned in on the car radio, and dialing this in like it's a police scanner to get so they can hear us real well. And I want to say thanks for tuning in. And they're probably driving back from Grandma's house right now and tired of Grandma's cookies and tired of Grandma's mashed potatoes. And I'm sure right now there's probably some folks out there driving back with an engine light on that was not on when they drove to started the journey here about 3-4 days ago. Now they've got an engine light on, and so that's the main thing. You know, times have changed. When you and I first started back in the early, the 90s, I mean, like the gallon of gas prices are different. Back then, I was recommended to put this time of year, putting a bottle of heat, that yellow bottle of heat in their gas tanks. Well, today we don't do that anymore. Of course, there's ethanol in the fuel, and of course, there's more fuel-injected vehicles and carbureted vehicles. In fact, I'm sure no one in their right mind would want to drive a carbureted car to Grandma's house right now. I mean, Bob, I mean, gee whiz, rear-wheel drive spinning and slipping and all over the road,
But
back then, there wasn't really a lot of SUVs and four-wheel drives on the road, I mean, it's really changed. And the main thing is just make sure the engine light is off. Even if it's off, I mean, I recommend a lot of the parts stores, they do a free scan. And on that note too, there's a lot of that. A lot of our listeners and my customers and friends, they go and buy their own scanner, and that's fine. $59.99, $79.99, they scan their car themselves because the engine light came on. It's just one of those glove box things you put in your glove box, and so that's great. But on that note, that only goes into stage one, into your main computer on your car. So you're not getting a real in-depth, deep scan to find out really, really what's wrong. Yeah, it'll give you a fault number and tell you your O2 sensors are bad, or your throttle body positioning sensor's bad, or your barometer sensor's bad, or your Hunedini's bad, And so with that note, so that's great. You can go to the parts store, grab the part, ask them, hey, do you have the O2 or the throttle body position sensor? And it's funny, Bob. I go into the AutoZone, I sit there on back counter, commercial counter, and sometimes, of course, I'll hang out in the front counter, just visit with the folks, the employees, everybody knows me. And it turns out to be basically an Auto World, Auto Talk type program right there at the front counter.
Yeah.
Everybody, they grab the part, but then they ask the parts person, can I do it myself? That's the first question I hear constantly. And then they just say, there's the guy right there. And they point to me, talk to him. I've been thinking about, I've been talking to the regional director of AutoZone to actually, get paid to sit there and do it. Basically, a live talk radio program. Because do you or can you? And I was just asked in my own stall, in my own shop right here in one stall the other day, Mark, young gentleman, he's 30 years old, he asked me, I was putting snow tires on for him, Mark, can you teach me a few things that you think I can do myself? And the first thing I said, Bob, to him, I says, oh, no problem. I'd love to teach you, Aaron, but do you have money to buy tools? And he looked at me. And I said, your car that you have? I walked over to one of my sockets that I have. I pulled it out, and I said, see that? That's a socket for spark plugs. Do you know how many styles of spark plug sockets I have? And he just looked at me, no, I've got about 12. So, and one of those sockets is for your car. So, with that said, if you want to, I can teach you how to do a tune-up. It's real easy. You have a ratchet, a socket, an extension. And then I opened his hood and showed him the coilovers. And I said, do you have a metric Allen wrench to undo the bolt that's holding the coilovers so we can get those out of there? And he just looked at me and said, okay, enough's enough. I don't want to learn anything, because he says, I really don't have the money for all those tools just to do the simple work called a tune-up. So, and then he went back to that. He said, I said, well, no, wait a minute. Don't you want to change your own oil? And he's like, well, I could do that. That's a simple thing, just a drain pan plug. I said, you're absolutely right. In fact, I'm going to give you a wrench, and you can take it home with you. But do you have a waste oil drain pan? And then with that said, Aaron, I said, where are you going to put the waste oil?
Of course. When we come back on the other side, we'll get the rest of the story behind the story. And Frank in New Mexico, the Swami, is in the house.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Little Red Corvette by the late artist Prince. And I've got some rumors about the upcoming next King of the Hill, the C8ZR1, and we'll definitely talk about that with our good friend Mark Evans, who's with us. Also want to remind folks about DriveShare. I'll probably do it two times in this hour. Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you are a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joys of driving fun and securely connects car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning income or rent. Use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Before that hard network break, Mark Evans, our in-house mechanic, the go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical, was telling us about one of his customers who said to Mark, you know, teach me some stuff about stuff that I can do on my own vehicle. And Mark asked him about changing his oil, and we were just at the stage where, Mark, you asked the gentleman, do you want to change your own oil? And he said yes, and you pick up the story from there.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the main thing here, you can pretty much do everything I do, Bob. Truthfully, everybody can. But you got to have the tools. You really do. And you got to spend the money for the tools. And that word money again. So you'll end up spending more money for the tool that you need than it costs just to have somebody else do it for you. But I was telling Aaron, I said, where are you going to put the waste oil? Well, doesn't the parts store take it? I said, yeah, but do you have a gallon jug to put it in? Do you have a funnel to even pour the waste oil out of the drain pan into the jug? You know, all those little things like that. It just adds up. And they said, yeah, I'm a single guy. I don't really drink a lot of milk. I got to find a gallon of orange juice, gallon of milk, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, there you go. I said, so all day long there's, I call them lost leaders, quick lubes, and shops. The quick loops don't do it, but the shops do a loss leader. They offer that change your oil, lube oil filter for you at $15-16, and they're losing money on it, but they just need to get you in there so they can, you know, show you a new engine, new transmission, new brakes, new battery, you know, et cetera. So,
sure.
And that's the key where they make their money. Or, like, say, I've always, my whole 45 years of doing it now, I started from basically not ever trying to sell anything. I call it selling. I don't need to sell anything because, Bob, hate to say it, but, you know, the car we all drive have a lot of moving parts in them, and they keep breaking. Those moving parts keep wearing out. And all the people, all of us, all we want is somebody that tells us, you know, tell us the truth and tell us the truth on what's wrong and tell us the truth on the price. And that's all I've ever done. So that's why I guess the snowball started rolling and started rolling pretty good size. And then you get in trouble because I never did say no to anybody. So it's like, oops, I have more work than I can handle, and my help has more work than they can handle. I had to keep hiring help, and that's when I kind of put the skids to everything and said, whoa, wait, back up the bus. So what I'm saying is, I guess there's a lot of, you take care of your car and your truck, your transportation item that you have, that you climb in and get behind the steering wheel, if you take care of the noise, the smell, the rattle, you know, if it doesn't even feel like it's driving correctly, just use your sight and sounds, you know, your eyes, your senses, your eyes, your ears, your sniffer, and even a feel, you know, the feel of how it feels in the butt, your buns, you know, when you're sitting in the seat. In fact, I had that happen the other day. A customer says, it just doesn't feel right, Mark. What do you mean? Well, hop in there and see what you think. And of course, to me, each and every car that I get in is new because I don't drive either car every day. You get in there, well, come to find out, driver's seat had a little vibration in it. I ended up on the left, and sure enough, the driver's right, the left rear, driver's side in the rear, their hub bearing was going out on them, causing a vibration. So that there you go. That customer just saved them. Well, can you imagine, Bob, going down the freeway, going to Grandma's house, and your hub bearing goes out, and your left rear tire leaves the van, leaves your car, and it goes in the borrow pit. The tire basically comes off, and I've seen this happen. The tire comes off your vehicle and passes you as you look out your driver's window, and there's somebody's tire passing you. And I've seen this. And they're like, whoa. And then you look in your mirror, and the next thing you know, your van or your vehicle takes a dip to the left, and you're in the borrow pit chasing your own tire. Now, that's what I call fun on a Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Not. Absolutely.
You know, and so what's it cost to do a hub bearing? You know, there you go. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, that's not connected to the engine line on the dash. Well, that customer used their vibration and their buns, and then they heard this noise, that dry growl sound, you know. So if you do that, you take care of each and everything on your vehicle, as it comes to you, yeah, it might cost you a little bit right there, right then, but it's going to cost a lot more later, and that's the bare facts. I mean, I hate to, when you said 1800 at the start of the show, you're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, can you imagine handing somebody an $1,800 estimate? This is what it's going to cost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
not uncommon.
And it's a negative world. It's a poor, sad world at that time. It's not a happy fix job for me. It's like I turn into a family counselor. You know?
Oh, yes.
And that's the truth. It is. And it's like, well, Mark, do you take credit cards? And, you know, what a horrible... At Christmas time, they have to put, you know, the $18,000, $2,000, $3,000, whatever the amount is on a credit card. So that's part of life. I had one here the other day. If you do take care of it at the time, you'll be good. And I had one the other day. They had a little smell on the inside. They didn't know what it was. They were using their nose. And I went over, took a look, and listened. I said, oh, yeah. I just looked at the windshield on the inside first thing, and it's fogged up. I knew right then that the heater core was leaking. And what they were smelling was the heater core was leaking on the passenger side on the floor mat, and they didn't even know it. But they smelled it. In fact, with that, you know what? I got a little trivia, Bob. Heaters.
Okay.
This kind of is a positive and nice thing to see and know about. 1926 was the year that car heaters was first obtained from the engine's, you know, cooling system in your car, off the engine, first appeared in the United States in 1926. And back before then, like my old 1916, you know, they had foot warmers and scarves they put on and goggles and hats and all that. And you found foot warmers actually in Germany pre-1900. They called the company back then the Tannstaff Daimlers. They named it actually after the Daimler Chrysler. You know, it wasn't the Chrysler back then, but
sure.
Yeah, 1926.
Okay, hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hasn't made public the evidence used in the decision to kill Iran's top military commander. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. intelligence system needs to be protected.
I'd love to release the intelligence. The reason we don't is because that same intelligence, those same streams and channels are what allow us to protect Americans going forward. So rather than have a short-term political win, release the intelligence and say, I told you so. We want to keep the American people safe going forward. So we're going to be circumspect, but everything the president has said is consistent with, and his interpretation is very consistent with the intelligence, which showed that Soleimani was plotting to kill Americans.
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover after a wave of earthquakes hit last week. Recovery efforts are slow. Thousands still have no water and no power. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Mark, before the break there, you were talking about a heater core. I remember I had a Mustang that I owned for quite a number of years, and it went through that the leakage in the passenger footwell. And also the interesting thing, which wasn't so funny, but if you put on your defrosters if you've got a heater core problem, it's not unusual for actually the antifreeze to mist up the interior. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's the heater core is just a little miniature radiator up inside the car underneath the dash in a plastic container. That blower fan that you hear that air blowing blows that antifreeze that's leaking out of the heater core right up into the defrost vents and kind of basically lubes up your windshield real well with And that's the smell. I smell a lot of that anymore on a lot of the people's cars. Well, back in the day, some replacing heater cores again, and they're throwaways. Back in aluminum, just like radiators, aluminum with the side tanks are plastic. Just you know, the best word to say, they're just junk. I mean, period. They don't last long. They're getting at 220 degrees, hotter than you know what. The aluminum and the plastic together is one piece. It gets hotter and cold. They just don't get hot the same time. One gets hotter faster and cools off faster, causing the plastic to crack. And that's radiators too today up front, you know, up there by the grill at everybody's car. And back in the day I used to, well, pretty much, I think there might be one radiator shop left in our town that actually can braise up a Harrison brand copper solid brass or copper radiator, and you can fix them. But today's world, you don't fix them. You just throw them away. Of course, we all got used to that, and that's what it is on that. But a lot of cars are coming in. I smell antifreeze, and that didn't come to the shop for that reason. It came to the shop for some other reason, but then I have to tell them, you know, the good news again. Hey, your heater core's leaking. It's on the first stage, and it's underneath the dash. It's in that plastic box, which is, they're not fun to do because it's all part of the dash. But the Ford F-150s, I see a lot of those doing that leaking, and that, you know, it's just part of what's going on with cars today and trucks, and it's how they're designed and made. And you gotta, and you know, that's the thing, Bob. How come I keep putting antifreeze in my coolant bottle, my burp bottle out front, Mark? I think I put 2 gallons in there in the last 2 weeks, and I have no leaks underneath my truck, Mark, or my car, Mark. Well, guess where it went? The heater core's leaking, and they're filling up basically that plastic box because it seemed, tongue and groove seemed really, really well. So it takes a long time before it fills the plastic box up, starts leaking, like you say, in the footwell, on the passenger side. You know, you take your wife out for dinner, she puts her nice shoes on, she gets over there, and you take her out, and you know, she steps out of the car, and she's like, oh, my sock's wet, my shoe's ruined from some kind of goo you got coming out of your dash, you know. Well, there it is, you know, so hopefully we get a lot of listeners. If they smell that's what's going on. And of course, it's not healthy because that builds microspores, you know, inside that plastic box. That's another thing that we've talked about in the summertime. You get the antibacterial Lysol brand spray and turn your defrost on full blast, and then go out to the outside grill underneath the windshield there and just fog that in with that antibacterial spray, and that'll kill those microspores that are growing inside that plastic box. Did you get a chance, Bob, to go to the Ford versus Ferrari movie?
Not yet. I'm very much looking forward to it. How about yourself, Mark?
Yeah, definitely do. I recommend it. Of course, you, Bob, that's why I bring it up, because we knew Carroll Shelby. We interviewed him.
Yeah, we sure did. Sure did.
Got to know him and know his wife, Cleo, and that movie is definitely, it is true. It is definitely, I didn't see any flaws. They did a really, really good job telling the truth and showing the truth, and makes a person cry at the end. It really does. It's a good movie. About what one man did, you know, for the automotive world. It's awesome.
Absolutely. And there's also in the movie the character Lee Iacocca with the Ford Motor Company, and he's another gentleman that I've had the pleasure of interviewing, and it's going to be interesting for Mark and I, since he has already seen it, but to know the real person and what they're like, it's interesting to see how the actors portray, for example, Carroll Shelby or Lee Iacocca. It's definitely going to be one of those movies that I'll probably end up getting a DVD disc for my collection. It sounds like a keeper.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I definitely got to have one, you know, to stack up with all my goodies here too. And it's a very interesting thing. What those, I don't want to spoil anything, and the people that are listening and went to the movie, it's, you know, sometimes you kind of wonder, you know, our listeners might not be in the auto world, of course, like we are, with the interviews and everything, and it's just, I just want to say it is truth. It's truth for sure, and You know, it's we've got to nod our head and tip our hat to good old Lee bringing us that Plymouth Reliant K, you know, Lee.
Absolutely. Oh, the K cars. How can we forget?
You know, so but with that too, all of us, I just want to point out too, you know, he did that word Ford Mustang too, didn't he? So
yes, he did.
So without ado, you know, everything is tip a hat to each and everything that, you know, they did, everybody in front of us.
The Viper as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tom Gale with the Prowler, it just goes on, because if they didn't do it, if they didn't push their boss with words, and that movie showed some of that. That's what I like. They pushed. And Carroll Shelby pushed, man, and he pushed to the point that when he did push, look at what we ended up with. We, all of us. And I want to, that's what it's all about. Yeah, Lee too brought some, I guess we can say it, crap to us. But, you know, if they bring the bad to us, we learn, all of us learn. And, of course, we're the guinea pigs on all that stuff. But it's like, oh, okay, they bring the bad. And they also then learn from the bad to bring us the best, the good. Great, you know. And now look at the Ford Mustang, you know, and it is. It's a very interesting. It's one of those movies, Bob. I'll probably go watch it again, you know, because you're not going to see it all at the same time.
Exactly. And
everything, but it is definitely a DVD, DVD, all that, et cetera, that you got to have in the collection. And it's just crazy how things, you know, we're talking that. Remember the days you and I would have to take an extra suitcase just to bring home all the media, magazines, and books that weighed 40,000 tons, you know?
Exactly. All the product information brochures. Yeah, some of them were, you know, like a telephone book.
Yeah. Do you still have a lot of those?
Not as much as I did before I got married. I had all of them. And then after marrying Sharon, a lot of them didn't make it into my my first house. So I can't say I have them all anymore. How about you? I hope you still have them.
Yeah, Sharon made you put all of them in a Plymouth Reliant K and light them up on fire, huh?
Very good. Yes, running into the back of a Pinto. Yes.
Yes. Yes. We call that the media explosion of all the brochures.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I have every one of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. From the floor all the way to the ceiling, if you know what I mean. I call it the vault, and my buddy, and it's just times, you know, I get to now share that stuff with my grandkids. You pull that, like the Chevy Avalanche. My gosh, Bob, I got to go on the ride and drive.
Absolutely. I remember it well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
From Texas, the little band from Texas, ZZ Top, celebrating 50 years, if you can imagine. They first met back in 1969, and they have a brand new album, which is a remastered collection of their greatest hits. It's called Going 50, because those three guys, Billy F. Gibbons and Dusty and Frank Beard, have been together, Dusty Hill, have been together for 50 years, which is just a remarkable achievement. Lots of 50-year anniversaries we're talking about. Car-wise, we've got the 50th anniversary Nissan 350Z. We've also got some special editions of the Dodge Challenger representing 50 years of the Dodge Challenger. And don't forget about that front-wheel drive version of the Challenger back in the 1980s that was also based on a Japanese platform. But it's a great time to be in the auto world. And I want to remind you one more time, Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today and start earning some extra income or rent using using the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps, dryshare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. We're back with our go-to guy. When it comes to mechanical repairs, he is our expert in that realm, one of the regular contributors to the show, Mark Evans, and we're having lots of fun as usual. And boy, it's hard to believe 50 years of the Dodge Challenger, 50 years of the Z car from Nissan, 50 years of ZZ Top. There's a lot of great folks celebrating the big golden anniversary this year, Mark.
Yeah, and 50 years of us. Isn't that special?
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely.
Oh, where did that go, man? It went fast, didn't it? We've been
doing
so many things.
Especially the last 20 years. The last 20 years has gone so fast. And you know, Bob Seger's got that line in his Like a Rock song. You know, 20 years, where did they go? 20 years, I don't know. It's so true.
you were talking about Billy Gibbons, ZZ Top. I have some of their first albums. And, you know, vinyl, and now vinyl's back. And it's like,
I know.
You know, what the
that
heck?
Premium prices.
And now we got Brian Johnson from AC/DC. He's got his own TV show interviewing. I watched a great interview the other day. He was interviewing Joe Walsh. He was in a limo interviewing him, and it's just crazy. You know, I watched the Dan. I don't know if you watched that show, Dan Rather, the big interview or not.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he's interviewing a lot of the music folks, and of course I watched my buddy Sammy Hagar. I met him back in the early 80s when he broke away from Van Halen, and saw him live in Kansas City many, many years ago, and before that in Summerfest in Milwaukee. And you know what? I'm saying all this, Bob, because all those guys are car guys, man. They got Jeff Beck,
sure,
got some awesome cars. And now they're all in their 70s, 75, 80s, and well, I guess we can say they're still rocking.
They still are. A lot of them are still out on the road, partially because of the world that we live in today, with digital downloads taking a major chunk out of their income. And lots of other classic rockers are still doing it these days, simply because, you know, as Billy would say, you know, we don't know how to do anything else. This is what we do. And if I'm not out touring, you know, pretty soon, you know, he'd be in 6 or 8 weeks knocking on neighbors' doors to sing the neighbor song. So he'd rather just stay out there on the roads. It's in the blood. It really is, just like those classic cars. And there's such a entwinement between music and cars. There's a lot of songs written about cars. There's a lot of lyrics in rock songs that definitely refer to automobiles. And in the case of ZZ Top, they were started out in 1969, 1970, but it wasn't until the 1980s and those music videos, which all featured some of Billy's hot rods. And you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and that vehicle known as the Eliminator, which was one of the ZZ Top albums from the 80s, is right there in the Museum of Rock and Roll. So that really tells you a lot.
The cars are the stars, and Cadzilla, that was an awesome built car too.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yes.
There's a ZZ Top song called Mexican Thunderbird, and that's also one of Billy's custom slammed vehicles.
Yeah, it's awesome. They they do some, and like you said, if he wants to build another car, he has to go back on tour to get the, you know, the lettuce to buy it.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Every time he comes to the Boise area, they pack it. It's, you know, he could come every week and they pack it. I mean, literally.
Yeah, I know. It's so true.
Yeah, it's fun to see that the cars are the stars and what they're doing to make the cars the stars. And up here in Sun Valley, not too far away from where I'm sitting, you know, it's crazy how many of those folks have little getaway places, and they need their cars fixed. And do you know Jimmy Shine? Have you ever met Jimmy Shine yet?
I have not met him yet, but I know he's a great car guy as well.
Yeah, he builds quite an interesting down-to-earth story. ZZ Billy Gibbons gave him his first loan to open his, to grow his shop and get his own shop. He pulled away from working for somebody, and Billy knew, he saw the talent of Jimmy, and so he says, you need your own shop, here's some money. And because he did a lot of work on Billy's cars, on his hot rods.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's got his own you know, shop now, and he's built a lot of, he built a grocery getter for, it was featured in the show that Billy used to do, kind of a neat little El Camino that they did. But I, you know, watching that and listening to everything, I decided I'm building a locomotive train out of a car, and it's a hot rod, rat rod, and we're getting along pretty good with it. It's definitely going to be something the folks will see on my Facebook, and I'll share it with everybody. But it's a Buick Park Avenue that I've cut up, and we're making it a locomotive train. Bob, you know, the trains were here before the cars, so I'm going to make it happen.
That's true.
Yeah, little hot rod, rat rod train with the stack out the front and everything. It's built. We designed it off the degree of the windshield at 45 degrees, so everything is slanted back. So when you're sitting there looking at it, the thing is going fast, sitting still.
That is great. The other person we should mention, of course, Jay Leno. I've become a big fan of Jay, and it's interesting to see Jay interviewing the same folks that I have here on Auto World, and just to get his give and take on things as a comedian. I know the people from the car companies absolutely love his television show, and of course it's been a great hit for him on CNBC.
Yeah, you know, he's always been a TV, it just fits him, you know, behind the TV camera, he does really well, and I'm glad again that you brought it up, because again, he's sharing JayLeno'sGarage.com, and everybody can just Google it, but, you know, there he is, his whole life's around cars now,
and
it's awesome to see that, and they have to build parts for a lot of his cars that he gets and buys, and you know, he has zero kids and Mavis, so he's going to have that Jay Leno's museum forever for all of us. I see in the Auto Week magazine that they're giving out a raffle to, actually Jay's agreed to let four people come in. You win the raffle, he's going to give you a personal tour through his big dog garage, so that's awesome.
Oh, that would be absolutely awesome, and speaking of awesome, you're awesome, my friend. Thank you for sharing the airways with us both last week at this time and this week at this time. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Paul. Always a good to be with you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining us.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.